Nolte, Women Only Nude Spa Forced to Admit Men Who ID as Women. By John Nolte on June 9, 2023. A judge in the Democrat-run state of Washington is forcing a women-only nude spa to admit naked men who identify as women. Hey, fellas. Want to hang out with naked women? Go to the Olympus Spa in the Democrat-run state of Washington and tell them you're a chick. That's all you have to do. They must let you in. They must allow you to walk around naked with all the naked ladies. Score one for the brothers, baby. At long last, we are legally allowed to expose ourselves to the ladies without their consent. A Washington judge has ordered a women-only spa to accept transgender women who still have penises, even though all of its customers are naked. Seattle District Court Judge Barbara Jacobs Rothstein on Monday upheld a discrimination ruling against Olympus Spa filed by local trans activist Haven Wilvich, who claims to be more woman than many feminists who are only incidental. In other words, these naked women will now be exposed to male fetishists and mentally ill males. Because men who pretend to be women fall into only those two categories. It's bad enough men are allowed into what should be women-only places like sports teams and clubs. Now, imagine how vulnerable a naked woman will feel with a full-fledged guy, parts intact, hanging out, pun intended, with them. I wonder how many of those women vote Democrat. Initially, this spa made the mistake of trying to reason with the trans Nazis, transies for short. Yep. Men who had mutilated themselves with sex changes were already allowed in. Men with penises who pretended to be women were not allowed in. And then the slippery slope hit the hairy bottom, pun intended. This discrimination suit was filed and won by a male pervert named Haven Wilvich. Dickens would have loved that name, who has yet to mutilate himself with a sex change surgery. In other words, he's all fella. In her ruling, the judge cited the Democrat-run state's WSRHC. Washington State Human Rights Commission, agreeing that under the rules of this Democrat-run state, Wilvich was discriminated against because the Constitution guarantees every man the right to wave his schlong in front of the ladies. Look at all the progress we've made. Why, in the intolerant America I grew up in, men were arrested for exposing themselves to women without their consent. We've come a long way, baby. The spa owner, who has been in business for 20 years, has sued to reverse the decision, saying it defies traditional, theologically conservative Christian values and puts his customers at an obvious risk. He added that several times already, his female customers have noticed male genitals exposed. The result was always humiliation, trauma, and rage. He further added that serving naked men and women in the same room violates his religious conviction. Well, that's the whole point. Sorry, bro, but you made the mistake of doing business in the deep, blue, Democrat-run state of Washington, where everyone hates your religious beliefs. And no one cares if straight women are made uncomfortable by male perverts. Don't you understand, pal? Democrats want to force you to choose between your religious conscience and your business. That's the goal. To tempt you to sell your soul. That's what evil does. Evil corrupts. Democrats want perverts making straight women uncomfortable. They want straight women degraded and humiliated. That's what evil does. Evil corrupts. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.